The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, and you're having some difficulty with your five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me, is your five-year-old the only one in the house?
Yep.
You got other kids? No?
Nope.
Okay.
He's an only child.
Okay, and you live alone or you live with your hubby? Boyfriend?
I did a recently divorced for about a year, and I just, for about a year and a half, and I just, around that time, I moved back in with my parents so I could go to college.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, to get my degree.
Yeah.
And my son, he's the very hands-on child.
Okay, when you say hands-on, you've got this big laughter with it. Tell me about it.
He loves to be around other children, and he likes having friends. And I noticed when I dropped him off at, it's like a daycare learning center. Because he just turned five, but it's like a preschool type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when I drop him off, they're happy to see him and they say goodbye to him, but they're also very leery of him because he's not gentle. He's rough. He doesn't know how to keep his hands to himself.
Meaning what?
I had problems with him hitting. Like, he would try to wrestle too much with kids.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, you know, maybe it's because I let him watch Spider-Man and Iron Man and Transformers. So I thought, well, maybe, you know, I made a mistake in letting him watch those things. So I took those away from him about a month ago. No, actually a lie. Yeah, 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
And it hasn't really been getting that much better. I even got him in soccer because it's a non-contact sport.
Yeah.
And after a while, he'll get bored of running back and forth and he wants to, like, shove other kids.
Yeah, where does you think it came from? Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Transformer, TV, or games, or what?
I don't know, because I know sometimes he likes to pretend like he's them. And I don't know. Actually, this past week, it got worse because he actually tried to hit his daycare teacher. So
what triggers it?
I'm sorry?
What triggers his hitting?
I don't No.
Okay, that's what
I
you
know.
As a mom, you want to study, look for patterns. Like, when I picture him hitting, I don't know whether he's playing around with a big smile on his face and he's just tussling. Like, my kids, we had dogs in our family. We had dogs when my kids were young. And they would just, you know, be petting the dog and jumping around with the dog and kind of not wrestling, but just playing with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it was joyous. It wasn't angry. It wasn't hurtful. And, you know, so I can picture him doing something like that, playing or pretending he's the hero, which that's wonderful. You know, to have your kid want to assume the role of the hero rather than the villain. That's wonderful.
Well,
go
actually,
ahead.
This is what concerns me, because when I was at school, my mom was watching him, and he got into an argument with his neighborhood friend. And he had a block of wood.
Yeah.
And he was holding it over the fence. And my mom says, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting ready to drop it on his friend's head. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, he called me a crybaby. I'm not a crybaby. He said, I'm so angry right now. And she's like, then she corrected. She's like, put that down. That is not how you solve, you know, your issues. And she did. She talked to him. She had 8 kids. My mom knew how to be calm and talk to him and
firm.
But that just worried me a little bit. And then so that's when I started getting more strict on the movies. And then, like, now it really upset me that he, you know, he was upset and he hit his teacher. And he's been in his room because I told him, you know, as soon as you come home from school, you go straight to your room.
Yeah.
Because you don't touch adults. And that was on Tuesday. And today, every day when I go pick him up, like, how did you do today? He tried to do it again.
Okay, here's what happens. When you send a kid to the room, what do you think that they're thinking?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Do you ever feel overlooked in your romantic relationships? Well, when it comes to love, sometimes it's good to be selfish. Find out why in the provocative book, The Selfish Path to Romance. Being selfish means valuing yourself, so your partner will value you. Discover the secrets to keeping yourself front and center in your relationship and building a romance that will last. Find The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Ellen Kenner and Edwin Locke on Amazon or at selfishromance.com. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
Okay, here's what happens. When you send a kid to the room, what do you think that they're thinking as a parent?
I think that, to me, he's probably going out of his mind because he's very active.
Yeah.
And I think that he's probably going out of his mind because he's used to being able to run and play. He's 110 until he goes to sleep.
He's
a very active child.
Very active. Okay, let me just slow this down a little bit. One of the things, your mother did something nice she did something that I like, which is when he's going to become aggressive, to initiate force, to hit the other child with wood,
yes.
She stops him right away with a firm, confident voice saying, no, you know, kids are not for hitting, or no, that's not how you solve the issue. Those are fabulous words.
Right.
And what he needs other methods to solve his issue of anger. How does this child know how to cope with anger? Most adults don't.
Okay.
They don't. They either become sullen and quiet or passive aggressive, you know, doing things underhand, they're late, or they'll get you back somehow, or they become overtly angry, or it escalates into, you know, hitting people with blocks, or
right.
whether it's calling them a crybaby or other
right.
things. So,
no, I try to have an open communication with him.
Yeah.
So he lets me know. He'll say, Mama, I'm just so angry. He'll tell me when he's angry.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it, but he just—I guess I see him
what do you
aggressive
do?
On both sides. Like when he gets upset, or even when he's happy, both ways he's very hands-on.
Okay, so
whether
you
he's happy
what
or not.
Some of the things that if there are those are two separate issues.
Right.
The one where he's angry. If you know how to teach him how to deal with his own feelings, and I want to give you the name of what I think is the gold standard in parenting, the book, it's at my website, drkenner.com. It's How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. Just go to my website, drkenner.com. And they will give you skills such as if he needs a way to express his anger, you can say, how old is your son, by the way?
He is 5 years old.
5 years old. You can say, when you're really angry, draw me a picture of how angry you are and give him red and black crayons.
Okay,
or give him, you know, and teach him he can express it that way. Or you can express it in words. You need to tell your friend in words, I am really hurt. I don't like to be called a crybaby. I expect it to stop. You help give him other skills, but most parents don't have those skills, which are why the books by these particular authors, Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch, are so fabulous. When he's playing with kids and being aggressive, maybe you can teach him how to be gentle by going to a petting zoo and learning how to pet gently, because animals respond if you're too rough.
Uh-huh.
You know, so teaching him, even with a stuffed animal, you could play around as being gentle with them. So he gets a softer side, too, and maybe some role models. If he sees some people at the zoo handling an animal gently, you know, he can just learn the skill of being, you know, you want to be gentle with your friends like you were at the zoo, honey. Listen, thank you so much for your call. I wish we had more time.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Ellen Kenner and co-author Edwin Locke.
Since you and your partner, despite differences, have values and ideas in common, there is often a natural assumption that your partner should be able to read your mind and thus always know what you are feeling, thinking, or wanting. Rather than expecting your partner to be a mind reader, communicate what is on your mind directly and assertively while avoiding an attack on your partner's character. Actively seek more information to better understand each other. Anytime you feel frustration or resentment toward your partner over an issue, don't let the feeling fester. Bring the issue up tactfully and discuss it. If you've had a lifetime fear of openly expressing your feelings, wants, and desires, consider professional help.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.